Brilliance Audio presents The General by Patrick A. Davis.
Acknowledgements. My deepest appreciation to Dave Markle, my Air Force Academy classmate and fellow U-2 pilot, who didn't laugh when I said I wanted to be a writer. And to Eric Rush, Antoine Wishick, Doug McInnes, and the rest of the gang from Sequim, Washington, who read, edited, and most of all encouraged me to persevere. A special thanks to my agent, Howard Pelham, the fine Southern gentleman who has become both teacher and friend. My gratitude to my editor, Christine Pepe, who patiently nurtured this novel throughout the publication process, and to the rest of the Putnam family for their faith in a new author. My thanks also to Captain Doug Anderson and the staff of the Dallas-Fort Worth Flight Office of American Airlines for their support and understanding. To my parents, Bill and Betty Davis, and my wife, Helen Davis, whose faith in this book never wavered. The General. Prologue. Thursday. I nodded to the rigid Marine sergeant standing by the door as I turned off the Pentagon's Eisenhower hallway into the office of the Secretary of Defense.
"Sir,"
barked the Marine, his lips moving only barely, if at all. Three good-sized desks barely registered in the oversized reception area. The secretary's executive officers, an Army Brigadier General and a Navy captain, sat behind two of them. Both had phones stuck to their ears. A pleasant-looking woman in her 30s sat at the third desk. She looked up and smiled. I walked over and set my briefcase on the floor. Before I could say anything, she glanced at the ID badge clipped to my lapel and asked, "May I help you, Colonel Jensen?" I glanced at the nameplate on her desk. "I need to see Secretary Baines, Ms. Donner. The matter is urgent."